This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoen.
Imagine this, that right in the middle of the worst catastrophes and most terrible judgments of God upon sinners, there is this numberless multitude of redeemed people most happily praising God in an eternal victory song. This is what Revelation chapter 15 sets before us as the experience and blessing of God's people, those trusting and following Jesus Christ as only Savior and Lord. Dear friends, continuing with our series on the book of Revelation, chapter 15 begins with John the Apostle seeing another sign in heaven, a sign he describes as great and marvelous. In other words, this sign John saw was something very stirring to him. And what was this sign? John, we are told, saw seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. The book of Revelation tells about seven seals of God's judgment being opened, and then of the seven trumpets of God's judgment being sounded. Now in chapter 15, we are introduced to the seven bowls of God's wrath, the seven vials of God's wrath being poured out by God. In chapter 16, the details of those seven bowls or vials of wrath are further described for us. As I have mentioned before, we should see these three sets of seven unfolding the end time judgments for us as three times being given a vision of the realities of the end times, with each series coming in more intensity and with more details. Trumpets blast a warning sound of coming judgment, but bowls of divine wrath being poured out speak of swift and sudden judgment falling upon this sinful earth. The seven bowl judgments give the climax, you could say, of God's righteous wrath and punishment on all sin and unbelief. These seven angels with the seven vials or bowls of wrath, as verse 7 also mentions, brings us to the end of history and to the last judgment, you could say. But now look at what John is given to see before these bowls of wrath are poured out. What is John shown? He sees in heaven something like a sea mingled with fire, and standing on that sea of glass, on that very clear and transparent plain of the holy righteous judgment of God, there is this victorious, joyful number of people having harps of God and singing praises to the Lord. Verse 3 says, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who are these people in such glorious, happy condition that John sees? Clearly they represent all those saved in the history of mankind. Our text is about all those who escape God's just and eternal judgment against sin and evil. Mercifully and most kindly, the Lord in our text passage, before he shows John the final end of the wicked and unbelieving, he gives yet another glimpse and assurance of how all who fear and love the Lord shall not be swallowed up and under the awful final judgment of God. God's people trusting and following the Lord Jesus Christ and his word may have this double comfort, both of escaping God's wrathful righteous judgments against sin themselves, and yet seeing it heaped upon all this wicked and ungodly world. In the end, God's people may know, and all the world will see, no injustice anywhere will have the last word, but justice and perfect righteousness will prevail and win the day. God will see to that. This the book of Revelation so reveals and underscores for us. A good way to think of this joyful, thankful multitude of eternally redeemed people as described in our text, Revelation 15, is to go back to the story of Moses and the Israelites just having crossed the Red Sea. Perhaps you know that God-led history as told to us in Exodus 14. How all the Israelites, after crossing that sea through a miraculous dry path that God made for them, they then saw the Egyptian army, Pharaoh and his soldiers, being all swallowed up under the waters of that same sea, as God had those waters crash upon them in just judgment against that wicked, rebellious people. While the Israelites all stood safely on the other side, on the other shore, they saw their enemies once for all defeated and justly dealt with by God Himself. And the result was that all Israel broke out in such joyful song and celebration in the so-called Song of Moses, as we find that recorded also in Exodus 15. God is saying in Revelation 15, something like that, only in a far greater and grander way, will be the final scene of all God's saved people one day. Something like what we see in Exodus 15 will be way greater yet in the last day. This is the gospel message of the Lord for His church and from His church to the world, still in this time of grace. How gracious and good of God to give this encouragement to His people in this vision to John recorded in our text. In this life here and now, with all that we are about, and with sin and Satan and this world still so much battling us, we can lose focus easily and quickly. The Lord, knowing this, gives His word here to John for the church in his day, and still for His church today as well. God will be faithful to all His people, as many as repent of sin and believe on Him. Even when the final judgments come, God's people need not be afraid. They will be kept and delivered without a doubt. Does this chapter speak to you in this way of encouragement? Or are you still a stranger to grace, not knowing Jesus as only Savior of sinners for us? Here, notice with me further what our text surely proclaims to us. Not only does our text tell us of the great deliverance from the wrath to come for God's people, but it also speaks clearly of the gracious Savior, in whom is all our deliverance. This redeemed people in our text sing, we are told, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Did you notice that? We need to see this not as two different songs being sung, but all one song of God's mighty deliverance of His people through His saving work, yes, ultimately by Jesus Christ the Savior. Throughout the ages, God has been the Savior of His people, bringing deliverance from sin, Satan, death, and hell. The bondage of slavery in Egypt is a picture of the bondage of us sinners to Satan and sin. And the exodus from Egypt by God's hand is a foreshadowing of God's deliverance of His people by His almighty, most gracious, merciful hand through Jesus Christ. The gospel message of both Old and New Testament is that through the Savior, bearing the righteous judgment of God against sin in the sinner's place, and overcoming Satan in the place of sinners, as a just for the unjust, therein is our hope and salvation, our redemption, our victory. Christ Jesus is the Passover Lamb, by whose once for all sacrifice, and with His blood applied to our lives, you and I may and surely will escape God's judgment against sin. And in and through Him, we will triumphantly pass through the Red Sea of God's judgment upon the wicked. Christ Jesus is the way and the only means of escape for us. Trusting Him alone and following after Him, we become more than conquerors, but otherwise there is no escape. Isn't this exactly what the Song of Moses and the Lamb are about too? Giving all glory to God for His saving works in and through the promised Redeemer, God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior. Notice how the song sung is not about anything of themselves at all, but it is all God-focused. As one put it, this song, as expressed in verses 3 to 4, is from beginning to end an exaltation of the greatness and power and glory of God. It is God's greatness, God's truth, God's righteousness, God's holiness that is here celebrated. Dear friends, do you understand this wonder of the gospel and how that your and my salvation is something all of God and through God and to God, and to Him alone be all the glory? There is a phrase in the text passage which so drives home that the deliverance of the saved is all due to God's undeserved mercy and grace and love for His own name's sake. Notice in verse 2 how those standing victoriously on the sea of glass are described as having the harps of God. That phrase, harps of God, means their praises were on harps given them from God. We can say God gave them the instruments of music not only, but He gave their whole song of praise as well. If God had not been gracious from beginning to end, never would they have known this song and be standing in glory, singing in joyful praises. You see, all of salvation is due to God, the King of His saints, and His almighty saving, undeserved grace and mercy towards His own, as many as hear and trust and obey His voice. Revelation 15 emphasizes this, that salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end. This is what the song of Moses and of the Lamb is about, essentially. It is a triumphant song of grace and victory through the salvation of God, as we find it also in our text. Have you, dear friend, come to learn, too, by God's grace, that there is no other refuge from all sin and evil but in and through Christ Jesus, the Savior of sinners? Do you know the comfort of having your life, as Paul says in Colossians 3, verse 3, hid with Christ in God? Also, yes, when living in the last days and before and in the final judgments to come. Let us notice how our text passage so brings out, as it does so often in Scripture, that there are but two groups of people in all of mankind, namely the saved and the unsaved. Do you see, too, the great separation and distinction made between them? How terrible, as chapter 16 and following will further bring out, how terrible to remain and perish among the unsaved. Will anyone listening thus continue in sin and unbelief? Surely this text chapter, while so meant to comfort and encourage God's people, is given also to call yet to the unsaved, to seek the Lord while He may be found, and to escape the certain and eternal judgment of God we all deserve for our sins. Flee from the wrath to come, while God yet offers pardon and peace through the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Consider, too, how this 15th chapter of Revelation stresses the urgency of this matter. I say that, for notice in verse 8, how when the seven angels go forth with their seven vials or bowls of wrath, then it says there, no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. This is saying, when God's final judgment comes, then none can stay His hand, and then the time of intercession and reconciliation is all past. Our text chapter reminds us most solemnly, as one commentator says it, seven angels sent out from God's heavenly sanctuary stand ready to pour out bowls full of plagues, bringing utter destruction to the old sin-stained, curse-infected earth, and to all who think themselves at home there. What reasons to take seriously the gospel of Jesus Christ? As one song puts it, based on Psalm 95, while He proffers peace and pardon, let us hear His voice today, lest if we our hearts should harden, we should perish in the way, lest to us so unbelieving He in judgment shall declare, ye so long my spirit grieving, never in my rest can share. Dear friend, anyone listening, will you hear and heed the loving, urgent warning in the text, and seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near, also now through His preached word? Then you too can be partaker of Revelation 15's blessed encouragement for all who belong to the Lord and trust and obey the Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, just listen to the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, and let it be, by God's grace, also your song here already, and one day in glory forevermore. Great and marvelous are Thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy ways, Thou King of saints. Who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. The postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.